Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of the Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com, or live here inside the Emden Studios. You know, so we were talking about Coach Beilein this morning. As you heard in the 6 o'clock hour, we played his press conference where he talked about coming back from his heart surgery and being back for the first time, press conference, and just taking us through that experience and how valuable it was to have him step up and talk about it's going to get your checkup. You know, you never know what you'll find. And as we were having that discussion, Dr. Kim Eagle called into the show, his cardiologist, Bo Schembechler's cardiologist, and gave us some great advice. You know, it's that type of show where we give you a well-rounded offering, things that can help you away from the sports field at times. That was one of those instances. So it is now. You know, a lot of us are at the stage of our lives, or we're in the stage of our lives where we got to think about care for our parents who might be getting up in age. You might be trying to figure out ways in which we can help them. There's a resource, a portal that you can go to online, stayhealthyannarbor.com. Again, stayhealthyannarbor.com. And one of the places you'll be directed if you're looking for senior living, Cabrian Senior Living is an outstanding option for you, a family-owned business that has been around for years now. And joining us to talk about Cabrian, to talk about some of the unique challenges that many of us are facing now or will face, is Gareth Zebley from Cabrian Senior Living. Gareth, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
You know, we were just talking before we went on about how, you know, as a child, you know, you get to the point where now you turn into caregiver. And that is a very, very challenging circumstance to try to figure out what the best options for your parents might be, especially if they're multiple siblings, and trying to figure out what the living arrangement, what's the best living arrangement for them.
Yeah, really, that is part of the big challenge, is the family getting together, knowing that maybe now is the time that mom or dad need to be living somewhere else because home maybe isn't the best option anymore. Maybe there's some safety concerns or physical limitations that's not the best setting. So they start to look for alternative places, and senior living, assisted living is part of that. We also offer dementia and Alzheimer care for folks that are, you know, challenged with those issues as they age. So the families get together, and normally there's one sibling that's kind of the lead, and they start doing the groundwork, and they start looking for places that they'd be comfortable taking their parent to and knowing that they'll be taken care of well.
So, you know, I think we need to highlight what makes Cabrian different and special. Let's start off first talking about your locations and how long you've been around. And then take me into, you know, your offerings, because, you know, a lot of us, when we think about it, we don't want just to, you know, our parents to be in a room and they're just sitting in front of a television all day. You know, activities, you know, can they move around? How much care is provided? Take us into all of that.
Sure. I mean, we offer assisted and memory care services at our facilities. So we're, you know, part of the umbrella. Seniors go from, you know, active, independent adults to folks as they age and they may need more skilled care or hospice care at end of life. So we're kind of under that umbrella in the assisted and dementia care range, taking care of those needs. So to your point, you know, a parent can be sitting at their current home that they've been in for 30 years because that's always been home. But now family's moved out, the kids are grown, they have their own family, maybe a spouse has passed away, and now they're sitting at home alone. They're not socially engaged. They're often just watching TV, which is nothing but negative news these days. So that can become depressing. They may or may not be taking their meds properly. They may or may not be eating properly. And the home may even present some risks in the sense of stairs and other fall risks. So we try to become their new home. And really that's what a home is being around other people, being socially engaged, having family come and visit. But we're also there for the family. We're trying to give them peace of mind knowing that their parents with us, receiving proper care, getting their meds the way they should be, seeing a physician probably more often than they are currently, And just being in a better place, physically, emotionally, socially. And then the families have that peace of mind that when they're busy lives, they can't always be taking care of their parent as well as they would want to be and can feel a little guilty about that sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we're also there for the families, and not just our residents' families. We offer support groups for folks that are dealing with a loved one that's challenged with either Alzheimer or advanced dementia, so that they can learn more. We can point them to the right resources. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, they can get together with other folks dealing with it as well and learn from each other and cope with each other.
Right. And so where are you located?
So we've been in Tecumseh, Michigan for 13 years, and we opened up a new facility community in South Lyon almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so, again, folks, you're looking for options right here in this area. Cambrian should be your resource. And so, you know, I know there are people that are driving around right now. I say, okay, so what's the next step? I mean, how do I get this started? And then, you know, part of it is also getting mom or dad out there, mm-hmm. You know, so they can see it, especially those that are in the assisted living phase.
Sure. Yeah. So we're always a click away, right? So you can always find us on the web. But more importantly, I think as folks go through this process, they're going to want to see a few different locations and visit them. And mm-hmm. they want to go into places and be introduced to the folks that are running them. My wife and I, we're hands-on operators. We're in our sites every day. But more importantly, we've got great people around us that are running the stuff every day. So I would, definitely have the folks that are looking for their parents to go and visit the places mm-hmm. and get a sense of what it's all about. And I think we'll stand out in that situation. I mean, I really do believe that being family-owned, being local, being hands-on operators, we do provide a sense of family, and I think that's what most people are looking for.
Yeah, and I think it says something, folks. Again, you look for a portal, some place, something to vouch for, to direct you to the care or service that you need. And Stay Healthy Ann Arbor points to Cambrian Senior Living. I mean, you look at all of the different options. You say go visit them, and you're absolutely right. Go visit the places, but to have, to have something that is that extra voice, that extra piece of credibility, is a huge, huge thing. And I think Stay Healthy Ann Arbor really brings that to Cambrian Senior Living.
Yeah, no, we're pleased to be associated with that, because the idea is to connect local consumers with the best services and information and providers in the area. We're part of that entire spectrum that Stay Healthy Ann Arbor is all about, just one part of it. Mm-hmm. So if you've got an aging parent and you need senior care services, we're there. Obviously, there's physicians and mm-hmm. healthy eating and everything else connected with Stay Healthy Ann Arbor as well.
Absolutely. Can you one more time give us your website and then, of course, your locations as well?
Sure. CambrianSeniorLiving.com, and we're in Tecumseh and South Lyon, Michigan.
All right, folks, and Cambrian is CambriaN. Again, CambrianSeniorLiving.com. Gareth Zebley has been our guest. Gareth, thanks a lot for spending some time with us this morning.
Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, folks, it is 8:18 on a Wednesday morning, a hump day. Still a lot to come. I just got a message from Ron Bellamy, so we'll talk to Ron Bellamy. Maybe in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Ron about the newest member of the 2020 recruiting class for the University of Michigan. We, of course, have Steve Clark coming up in the next hour, but want to focus on a young man, and maybe we'll hear from him. Let's hear Ira on the other side. Let's hear from Dylan McCaffrey, because, oh, yeah, and we have Chris Howard coming up as well. So after Chris, we'll hear from Dylan McCaffrey. And talk about a young man who you have seen grow leaps and bounds. I mean, this young man is a perfect example of development, because he looks like a different human being. And you saw him still have the fleetness of foot that he had coming in as well, but really processing information at a very fast pace in the quarterback position for the University of Michigan in a backup role. We'll hear from him a little bit later on. But Chris Howard on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.